I found my way back into the lawn. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango. The name is Stuart. Time is 7:30 in another 5 seconds.
Just one little thing. If anybody out there or you know any place where I can get good price on tires, I need to put tires on my Ford Ranger, and they're awfully expensive, so I'm kind of looking for a good deal. Anybody has any recommendations? I already benefited from Dynamint, so maybe I can find out some good place for tires.
In the Newton area of Surrey, there's Country Tire that I deal with, but tires are expensive these days. Canadian Tire may have sales on, but they may not have the brand that you want. Okay, it's 7:30. This is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Juliet Tango, looking for early check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net.
Good morning, Stuart, via 795.
Good morning, Wally. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm not doing too bad. Just waking up here. Anyhow, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. My neighbor across the road got took into Royal Columbia, and he's waiting to get a pacemaker.
Oh, I resemble that remark. Yeah, good luck. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I was talking to him before he went in, I don't know, maybe a day or two before Christmas, and he wasn't looking well, and his cardiologist was hard to get a hold of. And then the next thing, about 2 days ago, his wife calls me to say he's in Royal Columbia and waiting to get a pacemaker.
Yeah, well, they're pretty good at the Royal Columbia in there. I went there. I didn't get my pacemaker there, but I got the other thing here, what do you call it, defibrillator.
Yeah, I was on the other side of the ward where they were doing the stenting, and right opposite was the pacemakers, but the people going in that already had them, they were in and out real quick. I'm not sure what they were doing, resetting them or something, maybe changing a battery, but it didn't take them long, whatever they were doing.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'll be sitting here just kind of listening to the goings-on, and I'll wait for you at 8:30.
Copy that. I got your flag there, Wally. You know the system.
Okay. Thanks, Stuart. Be a 7 a.m.
How did that turkey go that you cooked up?
Oh, it worked out really excellent. That was terrific.
And you got what's left of it in the soup pot?
There wasn't much left, actually. We had 19 people there, friends and relatives and everything, so I think it cleaned it up pretty good.
That's what I want to hear. Okay, Wally. Have another cup of coffee or something, and I'll see who I can net in here.
Thanks. It's 8:30 via 7-9.
Whiskey 7, Bravo Whiskey Alpha.
Bravo Whiskey Alpha. And how is my friend Joe doing this morning?
Joe's got frost on his car, so he's about to start it. So I'm outside the trailer in the cold.
Yeah, luckily mine's in the garage, but as I walked down the street, there was lots of heavy frost on the windshields this morning.
Oh yeah, it's that time of year. Going to breakfast with the boys, bunch of guys from church, and then I go to work later today.
Well, you're living the dream, Joe. You enjoy breakfast and enjoy the work when the time comes. And thanks for being here most of the week with me.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart. I think I was here every day. Maybe I'm mistaken. But anyway, Thanks for being there, and you have a great day, 73W7BWA.
Yeah, I missed you on Sunday, Joe.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I probably did miss it on Sunday. You are correct. Thank you, Stuart. Take care.
Yeah, we talked about it on Monday. Okay, have a great day, Joe. You're looking good in that uniform.
Charlie Oscar Juliet on the portable.
Good morning, Jim. Good signal. What's your pleasure?
Hey, good morning, Stuart. Just dragging myself out of bed here and getting the place warmed up. Pretty cold out there. Really frosty. Anyway, yeah, I'll take an early check-in this morning. I'm pretty busy. Have a good night, Stuart. 7-3.
Thanks for being here every day of the week, putting up with me, Jim. 7-3. When the time comes, have a nice walk.
Will do. Yeah, I'm going to wait a while until it warms up a bit.
Oh, Victor Echo 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra.
Sierra Whiskey Sierra, you're getting that early bug start, Stuart.
Yeah, I've been early for a long time, but yeah, the difference now is that I've actually set up my my basement shack a little bit better so I can be isolated from the sleeping family. And I'm keeping nice and warm down here in the basement, got a heater on. But yeah, outside, yeah, frost all over the car. That's pretty cold.
Well, thanks for putting up with me every day of the week, Stuart. I appreciate it, especially over the holiday period. And have you got any camping trip or hiking trip planned over the next maybe month?
Nothing planned, yeah. Friends keep asking the same question as well. And we think maybe some of us might get together and do some day hiking, but probably no overnight camping or anything like that. But I am thinking of making some plans for the summer, though, and I think the time to make those plans is now. So something to look forward to.
Yeah, especially if you have to book them in the national parks. I'm not sure how difficult that is.
Yeah, you have to book 3 months in advance for the national and the provincial parks as well. Yeah, there are some places you can go. You don't have to do any booking at all. But if I've got the family with me particularly, or if I'm on a short timeline, I want to make sure I've got somewhere to go and I know where I'm going to be. So it's a good, if you can, it's good to get those bookings in.
Yeah, and you can always cancel them, I guess. It's as simple as that if you're doing it online.
Yeah, you can cancel them, but depending on when you cancel, you may lose money. I've done that before. It's like, oh, it's too rainy, and I cancel within a few days, and there's no money back on that. But, yeah, sometimes you have to do that. But I think if you cancel maybe a week or two in advance, yeah, I think you get your money back. So, yeah, it's no harm.
Copy that, Stuart. Again, thanks for being here every day of the week with me. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stuart, for being there. Yeah, it's kind of nice early in the mornings here, and the conversations are going back and forth. It's a little bit calmer at this time. Anyway, I'll let you go because there'll be somebody else waiting. Victor Echo 7, Sierra Whiskey Sierra. Till the next time.
Ocean Radio.
Oh, what happened to the old reindeer? Did you have to put him down?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think Boxing Day, they got all beat up and had to return to the North Pole, V7 Ocean Rain. Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for participating and doing the net all week. It's been exciting, the holidays and that, and good to have you on board on the big, tall ship of the front of, or behind the reindeer. So 7-3, I'll probably check in a little bit later on when everyone's bright and bushy-tailed. This is a bit early for checking in, so have a great day, Stuart.
Yeah, thanks for being here, Merlin. All stations, just hold on a minute or two. I've just got my monitors frozen.
Probably got beat up yesterday from Boxing Day.
I got No, okay, I see what it's doing. There you go. Yeah, I've unfrozen it. Human error as usual. Chat to you later. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7, Lima Golf Mike.
Lima Golf Mike. A very good morning, Len. Go ahead.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for doing the net all week. Very good job, as usual. And you have a great weekend. 7-3, PA7LGM.
And thanks for putting up with me all week, Len. I appreciate it, my friend.
Okay, thanks, Stuart. 7-3, VA7LGM.
7-3, Len.
This is Victor Echo 7, Romeo November Kilo. Good morning, Stuart.
Romeo November Kilo. Good morning, Rita. Good to hear you.
Yeah, thanks so much for being there all week. Really, really appreciate that, especially over the holidays and that, to hear your voice every morning. And thanks to everybody else who participated. It's great to hear everyone. So 7-3, and I still got Kendra. I'll pass him over.
Good morning, Stuart. December 27, eh? Yeah, Victor Alpha 7 X-ray Foxtrot Mike. I'm home today, but back to work tomorrow. So, yeah, we will enjoy great indoors probably. And, yeah, nothing to report. Very grateful for doing the net all week. It was pleasure to listen to all this stuff there. 7-3s to everyone on frequency.
Thanks, Kent. Thanks, Rena, for being here all week. It's a pleasure having you and supporting the Rainbow Country Net.
7-3,
my friends.
Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango X-ray, portable.
Mike Tango X-ray. Good morning, Gerald.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, everybody on that. I echo Arena's compliments to you in regards to taking care of business this week for during the Christmas season. So thanks very much, Stuart. There's been a lot of QRM overnight on this repeater, so I don't know what's going on, but boy, it was pretty noisy. Thanks very much, Stuart. Victor 7, Mike Tango X-ray monitoring.
Well, thanks for putting up with me all week, Gerald. I appreciate it. It's you regulars that make it a pleasure to run the net for the Rainbow Country Net. Have a great weekend, Gerald, and I'm not sure where your noise is coming from. Probably the street lights. They're upgrading them all to LEDs.
No, I got them on both frequencies, UHF and VHF. Something disturbing. Yeah, I don't know. Victor Echo 7, Mike Tango, X-ray. Thanks, Stuart.
Maybe somebody's got an electric vehicle and they're charging it.
Very hard to say. I need a bit of investigating. It sounded bad.
Thank you.